Hello and welcome back to Pillow Talk with Amber. Thank you for coming back and welcome to my first official episode. And in this episode, I'm going to be explaining an experience that I had, I think maybe a couple weeks back, but a pretty life-changing experience that I would definitely want to celebrate and emphasize to everybody that they need to try this out. And what is this experience? That is somatic breath work. So I recently joined a course with Aaron Doughty, Mark Sheffer, and Vic Odo. They had this course and it was so amazing. Like, each of them really put their all into this course and I got so much out of it. So it was absolutely amazing. And Victor, one of the things that he had to offer was this somatic breath work. And at first I was like, what is this? Because I do meditate. I love meditation. I love the benefits. I love how after some time you can really learn to quiet your mind. But this seemed a little bit different. And he was warning us, like, listen, this isn't like your average breath work. Like, you kind of need to prepare. It's like this ceremony. And don't take it lightly. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what is he talking about? Like, I'm a little scared now. The past traumas are creeping in. And I, in the past, have dealt with major anxiety. And one of them was being this out-of-body experience based off smoking weed. And I would bad trip a lot. So I said to myself, I will never take any drugs again. I don't want to be scared like that. Like, it completely put me in a spiral, which maybe one day I'll explain. But moral of the story, I said to myself that I don't want to put myself in that again. I work so hard to get to where I want to be in terms of being able to live every day without having a panic attack every 5 seconds. So I'd rather just not even try, look the other way, and just continue on with my life. So this, as it may sound to some a bit stupid, but to me, this was one of my triggers. Because a little bit of research, I'm looking at people lying on the floor, busy shaking. And I'm like, what is this exactly? Like, where are they going? Are they like in another world? Is this, you know, is this going to be the feeling of being high, quote unquote? So I was a little bit skeptical. I said to myself, my past traumas are like, do you really want to do this? Do you? And I said to myself, you know what? This is going to be controlled by someone who knows what they're doing. I'm not in, you know, face-to-face contact. So sure, you can't like help me out if I'm, I don't know, going through something. But I'm going to trust him because he guides you through the whole thing. And I'm going to do this. One of the biggest things I've been trying to do lately is to face my fears. And this can be like small little things. Like sometimes I have a little bit of social anxiety. So say for an example, I don't know, walking on the street and there's like a group of people. And I'll rather either walk the other way, go into like a shop or something. But I will say to myself, okay, this is one of your fears, just walk, nothing's going to happen. And, you know, sometimes I'll do it and then someone will smile at me and I'll smile back and go, oh, you know what, that was actually a really nice experience. So that's why I'm trying so intently to face my fears, no matter how big or small, because slowly by slowly, those fears get overruled and you say, you know what, that was actually stupid. I don't know why I thought that. It's actually okay. And even if it takes a little bit of practice over time, so that was one of the things that I have been facing. And I said to myself, okay, this is your moment. You said you want to face your fears, and now you're going to do it. What I liked about somatic breathwork is you basically are in control. There is someone guiding you through the process, but I mean, you're breathing. Like, what's the worst that can happen, you know? And yes, it's very intense, because what it is you're breathing very quick for, like, I think the whole ceremony that we did was an hour, but sometimes it goes from like an hour to 3 hours. And the whole point of what it is you're breathing very quickly. And there's like phases to it. Like the first phase is like super quick, phase two is maybe super quick, and then the last phase you're coming down and you're bringing yourself back to earth, kind of thing. But the point of this whole thing is to get past all the barriers and to release emotion that's kind of been stuck inside, that sometimes you don't even know is there. And that's why, I don't know, if you do research, you'll see that these people are like shaking on the floor. He was saying, because he was prepping us before, just giving us like, you know, some tips on what can happen, and you know, just to remain calm, like it's normal. And one of them was that you either can like shake your feet and your hands can go numb, your hands can actually like clench up the whole time, and you can't unclench them. Another one was apparently some people would just like shout things out, like just random words that they say were like holding back. And he said it's completely normal. So if it happens, don't freak out. Just accept it. And if you need to stop and cry, do it. You can stop the breathing process and then you carry on when you feel it's necessary. So I just liked how almost chill it was. Like you were free to do what you wanted to do. And yeah, so I basically got into it. And you start with a very quick breathing, and then he has this music that actually plays a role in getting past your barriers to, I don't know, your inner person or whatever you want to call it. So there's specific music that he plays, and then he asks you questions. And the nice thing as well is in the beginning, you will set an intention on what answers do you want to find within yourself. Or asking God or your spirit guides. That's like the intention you set going into it. And then 9 out of 10 times when you leave, you have your answers, like, you know, clear as day. So I set my intention. And yeah, he asks questions and it like brings up stuff. Like, yeah, this was the craziest experience that I've ever had. That I've ever had, like, just in my life. I was somewhere, I was on my bed, but I was somewhere else mentally. And what I loved is, like, I was so calm. And I was aware. And I was like, this is okay. I'm fine. Not once did I freak out. And it was intense. Let me tell you, it was intense. Like, I think for me, my physical symptoms were my face started going numb, like the area around, like my whole mouth area went numb, and it started like twitching the whole time. So my mouth was twitching, which was weird, like that's never happened to me, but I was like, it's okay. The emotions are rising. And then my feet and my hands went numb. So those are my symptoms. And then I don't even know, because you're not looking at the time, your eyes are closed the whole time, but I think probably like halfway, I just started sobbing. Like, I don't know where it came from. Let me tell you, like, it's not like I've been dealing with like serious shit lately. Like, I don't know, but the emotion came up and I was sobbing. And I was like, whoa, this is weird. Okay, let me just go with it. And I sobbed and I cried, and I was like, okay, I'll stop the breathing now, because I was really sobbing. Like, when you think of sobbing, I was doing that. Not just like tears running down my face, like I was sobbing. But it felt good. I was releasing that energy and that emotion inside of me. And then I carried on, and it's just such a beautiful ceremony, and you feel so connected with yourself. And yeah, and then the last phase, he kind of brings you back, then you taking deep, slow breaths, and, you know, asking the last questions. And yeah, and then it was crazy waking up, because then you wake up and he's like, okay, slowly roll on your side. And I was so dizzy, like my head felt like a watermelon, like just super, super heavy. And it makes sense because you're breathing so much now. That is why everything is going numb. Like the blood is going out of, not the blood, well, the oxygen is going out of your blood. Yes. So that's why you're like going numb. So it was just slowly bringing your body back. And yeah, when I woke up, I was like, wow, what did I just experience? Like this was insane. And I 110% want to do it again. So I was like, all right, when's the next one? Is it like next weekend? And he was saying, okay, firstly, like take it easy. Just stay at home for the day. Like eat a nice warm cooked meal. And just slowly, like you kind of look after your body and just nurture it while it comes back to its normal state. But this process is so intense on the body that you can only do it, I think it's like minimum every 3 months. I'm not sure. But it's like a couple times a year because it's so intense on your body. Where if you had to do it a lot, then I think there would be health risks. But I was so prepared, like I was like, okay, let's go, round two, let's go. Like that was amazing. And I really reached the inner part of me, and there was no, it's like there was no thoughts, there was no, you know, day-to-day thoughts and the things around, like in your mind. It was just like you and the answer. It was crazy. All I can say is I highly recommend that anybody and everybody does it at least once in their life. And I know there was one lady who's like, I didn't, you know, see anything. But he said it's like a practice, like it takes time to, I don't know, like experience and get into that state. So that's fine. Then you do it again. But he was 110% amazing. I can highly recommend him. Victor Odo, O-D-D-O. I think he has a YouTube channel as well. And I think he does live and in-person ceremonies like this. But he's just, he was amazing. He had the best questions. And the way that he takes you through it, like you just feel so safe. And I felt like he was just hugging my inner child with anxiety around this whole thing and was saying like it's gonna be okay, like you're safe. And he made me feel safe, not only with him but within myself. So oh, it was just amazing, absolutely amazing. And it's kind of healed that anxiety that I have been putting away and not wanting to look at because of how scared I was back then and how much it controlled my life. And it opened my mind to going into the mountains and going into, you know, that hut where they, I don't know what they give you, but it's like natural drugs, I assume, of some sort. I don't know. But it's those little men in the mountains, and then you go and you hallucinate, but like deal with your inner shit that you need to deal with from like childhood or whenever that's holding you back in life. I was always like, hell no, keep that away from me. I'm quite happy in my current sober state. Thank you very much. And after this experience, I was like, well, maybe now it's on the table. Now I'm considering. Whereas before I was like, there's not even a thought before my no. Like, absolutely not. So, in a way, it's actually kind of healed my anxiety a bit around that kind of stuff. So, that was just one aspect. but I can recommend for other people who have an intention going in, whether it's dealing with some childhood trauma or something that happened in your past that is affecting your future and who you are currently, going in with that intention to either heal it or get answers for it, on how to move forward or answers on your future. There's just so much that you can do with it, which is amazing. But yeah, please do some research, somatic breath work, and just experience it once in your life, because it's crazy. To me, it's crazy that I was sober. Like, that's how intense it is. And you're breathing, that's all you're doing. And if you're really in the middle of it, is like, I don't want to do this anymore, you can stop. Like, it's literally that easy. And that's what made me feel okay going into it. I was like, it's okay, I can literally just stop. Like, I'm just breathing in this place, you know? So anyways, that's my take on somatic breath work. And like I said, check out Vic. He's really cool. And yeah, I hope this gave some insight. I hope it has inspired someone to want to experience that for themselves, and that nudge to want to step into that world and try out somatic breath work. So thank you for listening to this podcast of Pillow Talk with Amber, and I hope to see you on the next one. Bye-bye.